Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and I'll be talking to you every week about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is sulfur, which is often the first deep-acting or constitutional remedy a homeopath will study. Before Hahnemann first used sulfur homeopathically, flowers of sulfur, the fine yellow powder extracted from the mineral, were burned in medieval hospitals to fumigate rooms. Yet even this was homeopathic in a sense, like burning a match in a bathroom, also of sulfur. With the homeopathic preparations of sulfur, the mental, emotional picture, which this remedy is prescribed on, can truly emerge. These people, for whom the remedy may fit, tend to have a high opinion of themselves, to the point of being egotistical. They may have many ideas, be philosophical, yet oftentimes not be too practical. They can love to argue, as long as the subject interests them, but can also be generous, open-hearted. They may anger easily, but get over it quickly. They can be lazy and messy, with a desire for sweets, spicy foods, beer, even cocaine. They can become weak from hunger, and if they have insomnia, it's the type where the person has a hard time getting to bed, because they're busy doing things, even if it's just reading. They can have a fear of heights and have burning pains, especially of skin eruptions. Their imagination may be so indulged in that this could lead to anxiety about their health. They are not as sensitive or deeply affected emotionally by things compared to someone who needs a remedy made from a plant. As children, they can have a hearty appetite, be bright and inquisitive when stimulated, with a good memory, and enjoy books, but could be careless with schoolwork. They would tend to take great pride in whatever is theirs. They tend to be warm with a desire for open air. They can be the type that doesn't want instructions when they get something to build. There can be some sort of relationship as well around marriage for them especially. Well, this was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.